Chapter 6. Mega Man fell through the water, drifting deeper and deeper. This was awful. He didn't even know if he'd be able to swim. As a robot, he'd been a terrific swimmer, but would he still know how, now that he was a human? He tried a few underwater strokes and discovered that he could swim as well as he ever had. This helmet kept the water out. Phew, he said. Lucky for me. And then, up ahead, Mega Man saw three Krabbits. These tiny robots looked like ugly crabs. They rode along on little wheels, their shells protecting them as they fired at the superhero. Mega Man fired back with the metal blade. It was the only weapon he had that seemed to work underwater. The shell flew off the first Krabbit, revealing the wheels below. Mega Man fired again, until even the wheels were destroyed. Then he aimed and fired again and again, until he had taken care of all the other Krabbits. Mega Man was swimming backwards as he fired, so he didn't see the huge funnel that he'd fallen into. He was sucked down into a pipe so fast that he could barely catch his breath. Mega Man took a wild ride through a whole network of pipes. First he was upside down, then he was downside up. He was whirled around so much that soon he didn't know where he was. Then the pipe spit him out as suddenly as it had sucked him in. Mega Man was very dizzy. He looked around, trying to get his bearings. Which way was Bubble Man? Mega Man couldn't wait to get out of this super robot's wet, wet world. He started to swim again, hoping he was going in the right direction. Then he saw a huge tower ahead with a big initial W. Below the tower were the gates to Bubble Man's lair. Mega Man swam through the gates. Bubble Man was waiting for him. "Mega Blurble Man," he cried. "How, Gurgle, dare you enter my King Blurble Dumb?" Bubble Man's armor was green, and he had webbed hands and webbed feet, just like a frog. He wore a special helmet that looked like a scuba mask. He fired his bubble lead straight at Mega Man. A huge bubble of molten lead rolled at him. Mega Man jumped and dodged. It was hard to move quickly underwater. Mega Man aimed his metal blade and fired. Bubble Man slid to the left and dodged the flying blade. Bubble Man laughed. "You'll never, Blurble, get me, Mega Man," he said. He fired his bubble lead again. A tiny bubble flew out, growing as it moved through the water. It got bigger and bigger as it came toward Mega Man. This time, Mega Man couldn't move quickly enough to dodge it. The now huge, heavy bubble rolled right over him, squashing him flat and knocking all the air out of him. Mega Man lay still. Bubble Man gloated. "Got you, Mega Man," he laughed. "Dr. Wily Blurble will be proud of me." Then there was a faint beeping inside Mega Man's helmet. Dr. Light's voice came through. "Mega Man! Mega Man!" the doctor yelled. "Come in, Mega Man!" Dr. Light sounded frantic. Mega Man blinked. "I knew you weren't dead," said Dr. Light, but he didn't sound so sure. "Now, take an energy pellet and get your metal blade ready." The energy pellet took effect at once. Mega Man burst into action. He aimed the metal blade straight at Bubble Man and fired over and over. Bubble Man tried to get out of range, climbing the giant neck that decorated his lair, but it was too late. Mega Man couldn't be stopped. Within seconds, Bubble Man had been destroyed. Mega Man picked up Bubble Lead. He beeped for Dr. Light. "Dr. Light," he said, when his radio lit up. "Thanks. I thought it was all over for me." "Oh, you would have been fine," said Dr. Light, "but I'm glad I could help out. Now, are you ready to take on your next villain?" Mega Man felt full of energy. Finishing off Bubble Man had made him feel invincible. "Sure," he said. "All right," said Dr. Light, "it's time to meet Airman." And now a game hint from your friends at Geekade.com. Use the jet ski to get over the lava. The jet ski?